sweetie. Shouldn't you be asleep? Okay, okay. I get it. What right do I have to ask that question when I'm still awake too? Seriously, you really should be asleep. You don't need to stay up and wait for me. Well, I know you haven't been sleeping well these past few days, so your rest is very important right now. I mean it. Now close your eyes and get some rest, okay? Here. I'll even be the big spoon. Just scoot over. Oh, wait, move the pillow. Just let me cuddle up nice and close. I love being close to you like this. Sleep always comes easy when I'm with you. Oh yeah, it's totally because you bore me to sleep. Just kidding. No self-deprecation before bed, all right? Let's just focus on drifting off into sleep. You're fidgeting a little. Yeah, you're doing that thing with your foot. That normally means something's wrong. You don't have to tell me. But as your partner and as your friend, I want to be here for you if you need me to be. Do you need me? You know, it's okay to ask for help. No, sweetie, that's nothing to worry about. I'll sleep when I know that you're feeling better. I can't imagine trying to sleep knowing that you're having troubles. Just let me know what you need from me. I could rub your back. Snuggle up real close and give you a big hug. We could just lay here next to each other if you just want the company. Or you could just let me know what's going on in your mind. Maybe I can give you some words of affirmation. Oh, I see. It's just one of those nights, right? The one where your mind just spirals out of control and your thoughts just pile up and overwhelm you. Well, let's see what we can do about that, okay? No, I'm not going to tell you that I understand what you're going through. I don't want to diminish your experience or anything like that. I just want you to be comfortable in your own head without having to worry about what might or might not be going on in mine. That's not something you need to stress about right now. I'm fine. You aren't, and that's okay. We'll get through this together. Now, where should we start? Yes. Validation is a good place to begin. I hope you know that. Well, it's completely natural to feel overwhelmed like this every now and then. Even if it's something you think is considered small, you can still be overwhelmed by a bunch of small things that pile up, you know? It's human to feel overwhelmed. I know you struggle with that. You always want to be perfect for everyone around you. And again, that's completely fine. But I want you to know you don't need to be perfect. You're allowed to feel overwhelmed and you're allowed to talk about it. Let those thoughts that are racing around in your mind out. Maybe then they'll stop running so much once they have too much track to cover. Personally, I think it would be exhausting being a thought. Just running around all the time. Ugh, sounds like a horrible pastime. Okay, bad joke. I'm sorry. I just want to make you laugh a little. See if that would help. Anyways, back to you. You're human. And part of being human is knowing what weight to carry by yourself and what weight you can let others carry with you. I'm your partner, after all. I know there's a lot of additional things that prevent you from opening up to me, and well, that's completely valid. Just know that I'm here for you. I am a resource that you are allowed to use. You don't have to feel alone in your problems, but it's okay if you want to be. And I can help you there too, just by being here, just by being present. Sometimes that's enough, right? Just knowing I'm here for you. I know, I don't make it a point too often, so I apologize for that. I'll work harder on making sure that you know I'm always listening and I'm always thinking of you. All I want is for you to be happy, after all. Again, no pressure to be happy right now. It's tough being happy. And that's in general, not just with all this additional craziness. Just know that not feeling okay in this moment is okay. I don't want those thoughts to consume you, however. It's obvious that you're anxious about something, and whatever it is, I hope you know that being anxious is a fight or flight response. Yeah, I do tell you this all the time. But it's good to get reminded of it every now and then, right? Being anxious is the body's natural response to being overwhelmed. It wants you to run. It wants you to fight back. But because you can't do either against the thoughts in your head, you just feel anxious instead. It's normal. It's natural. It's low-key nature and evolutionary biology being an asshole. Regardless of all of this, at the center of it all, you just want to get better. You want to feel better, and your body knows that. Your body wants you to feel better too, even if it's making you accidentally nervous in the process. So just hold on to that thought, okay? Of all the thoughts racing through your mind, hold on to the fact that you want to feel better. If you believe it hard enough, it will happen eventually. You always get better, so just keep believing that you will and it'll soon become a reality. When it gets hard to believe, I'll be here to remind you that you will get better. When the voice in the head gets a little too loud for you to scream back at it, I'll do the screaming for you, okay? I'll fight any thought that messes with my partner. What? I'm serious. I'll come into your mind and I'll throw hands. Just you watch me. No one messes with you, not even your own mind. All right, I'll put a stop to the jokes. I hope that helped, even if it was just a little. Little is better than nothing, you know. Progress isn't linear. You can have some bad days without it ruining the good ones. You're amazing, and I hope that you know that you've gotten better before, and you'll do it again. Just keep fighting the fight, and you'll make it through. Now, let's try to focus on getting your ass to sleep. If your mind is too loud right now, maybe it'd be good to just focus on my voice. I'll start talking nice and quiet like this, and I'll just say some small, soothing words. You're going to get through this. You're going to fall asleep and wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day. It always is. Tomorrow has new things to bring. It always does. You will feel better, whether it's tomorrow or eventually, but you will feel better. All you have to do for the rest of today is sleep. Sleep so that you can see what tomorrow holds. So, just drift off into sleep. Focus on the sound of my voice and just drift into sleep. Sleep will come to you soon. It always does. Let your eyes be heavy. Just take some deep breaths. Feel your mind getting quiet. Sleep will come. And sleep will bring you quiet dreams. Quiet dreams of a better tomorrow. Sleep.